Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Alan, Alvin, and Truth Raider. It's all I got time for in Overdrive. As we start this hour off with your phone calls. So let's go ahead and talk to Alan in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it's an honor to talk to you.
No need to say that, brother. We're in survival mode, but thank you for calling.
I'm out here in Sonoma County, about 40 minutes from Bohemian Grove.
And that's right. On May Day, they like to sacrifice children all over the world. It's the highest satanic holy day. I'm going to cover it later.
Yeah, that creeped me out, man, when I heard about that. I was like, oh, man, are you serious?
Why are you being bigoted against burning children? Part of the culture.
They had a shooting over here not too while ago. Andy Lopez, the 12-year-old Hispanic, shot here in Santa Rosa. And they also had Oscar Grant and Thomas Kelly. You know, it's like they're trying to divide the people, but the government doesn't really care, you know, what really color you are. They're just trying to use racism. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I haven't played that video yet of the cops shooting someone running out of a... Was it a Walmart or a Target? It was something they stole. So they shoot him in the back three or four times. We have that video. Yeah, we could roll that right now just to show TV viewers. But that was in Long Beach. And I tell you, it's getting scary. I mean, we get treated worse than folks in Fallujah.
Oh, man. You know, I was wondering, the people out here are looking for justice. And I was thinking, you know, I'm like, the reason why nobody's getting any justice out here is because the NSA is breathing down their necks. And I'm wondering if we...
Well, see, Foucault wrote about this, but France had something called the Panopticon. And it was a tower in the middle of a circular prison where you felt like you were always being watched by the guards, so you self-censored. The average is culturally run down the street naked. I don't mean literally do that. Stop caring. Though I know you're listening, criminals, and it's illegal and I don't like it, but you're not going to make me self-censor. I'm going to get in your dirty face and get aggressive. Thanks for the call. Alvin.
Yeah.
Alvin. You're on the air. Yes, sir, from Connecticut. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, and I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you.
Called in a couple of weeks ago when Doug and Joel Hagmans were on, but you had to leave early. But I wanted to ask you, several of us have noticed that there has been an increase in the number of elites and leaders that are looking much older, tired, getting sick mentally and physically, even dying. We're even seeing that with some of their family members. We're wondering if this is almost like a little divine intervention starting, almost like the scriptures with Passover, almost where the good Lord is starting to move against the folks creating the largest amount of evil.
No. We should pray that just like plagues came against Egypt, and
yes,
we should pray against the globalists that God bring justice upon them.
Are you seeing that? Are you guys tracking that in your studio? Because if that's the case...
No, the evil leaders are always incredibly unhappy. Hitler had all these diseases and problems and degenerated just during the war. I mean, they all look horrible. They're horribly unhappy scum. That's why they want to make us unhappy.
Do you think that that's going to continue? And if it does, isn't that an indication from above that the good Lord is making his move on these folks? And maybe
this is the way providence works, and it's been proven historically. George Wash, you name it. We have courage. We do the right thing. We stand up. God will take us the rest of the way. So the more we work. Exactly.
That's a good sign. I think it's something you guys might want to track because we're seeing it in the news. I'm not going to name names, but we're seeing this just in the last 3, 4, 5 months. Maybe there's some indications there that something big is happening, you know, and it's more surgical than just some kind of a nuclear war, you know. That would be great, you know, if that could happen.
Well, no, I do pray that the globalists repent, wake up, and stop doing evil, or that God bring judgment upon them.
Exactly.
So that's a fact.
Do you think that's starting to happen both ways right now? Conversion, because they're looking internally in their souls, and also at the same time, maybe the good Lord is taking it and pushing it a little further now?
I know there's a huge awakening happening, but also a lot of evil. It's just a big battle's about to happen. I'm sorry to Truth Raider, I'm out of time. Great job to the crew. Great job to everybody out there, the folks up at Genesis, all of our sponsors, and I want to thank God for all of God's support. Please pray for us. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central for the Friday edition. And tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on the gas on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Through Friday, ladies and gentlemen, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here. I am your host, Alex Jones. And there is just a mass ton of news here today that I've somehow got to get to. I have told you for at least 12 years that the internal Border Patrol Homeland Security checkpoints 100 miles into the nation are to be set up to be the beginning of a national internal police force. That's what McClatchy is now calling it today in an article titled, As Border Security Expands, Complaints of Abuse Rise Among Americans. It's being called a virtual interior police force. Well, that's what it is. That's what Homeland Security is. That's what the TSA is. This is all classical authoritarian martial law culture. Now, you notice that 60-plus percent of deportations have stopped. They are legalizing illegals by fiat and are preparing to legalize anyone that's here. But they're going to keep a vestigial Border Patrol in place to simply control narcotics coming across that the big banks aren't getting a slice of or a cut of. The drug war is only to keep prices up by keeping competition out. That's all it's for. And then to put people in the private prisons who are dumb enough to use the globalist big bank products. But as Ron Paul has always said, watch out about a border fence. It will only be used to keep you in because the globalists want the borders open. He said we could have a border fence, and most nations do, but until you change the policies of basically legalizing anybody that can get here and putting them on welfare, the border fence will only be used to keep us in. And that is exactly what this is. So it's very, very frustrating. That's a McClatchy article that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's also up on DrudgeReport.com, the left-hand side. Then we have other articles here in the stack today that I'm going to be getting to, where the U.S. government and the Pentagon have come out and said, oh my gosh, brace for mass terror attacks. It's horrible. Al-Qaeda's gotten a foothold in western Iraq. They've retaken Fallujah. They're having to send U.S. troops back into Iraq on top of the mercenaries. Al-Qaeda is taking much of the country right now. And when you read the article, it's just so bizarre because they say North Africa has Al-Qaeda. Iraq has Al-Qaeda. Syria has Al-Qaeda. We need more funding, and we need to be ready and need more homeland security domestically because Al-Qaeda is going to hit us and hit us hard. Now, for someone who's informed, this is comical if it wasn't so serious. Al-Qaeda was created by Zbigniew Brzezinski and Saudi Arabian intelligence in 1979, expanded under Ronald Reagan, in the Mujahideen operations against the Russians. I'm not romanticizing the Russians, but the West started that. The Russians came in to respond to it and were set up and basically bled dry, just like Vietnam was set up for the U.S. by the Russians and others. Fast forward, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists don't care. They make money off the Russian debacle, the Vietnam debacle. They are manipulating the countries and regions off against each other. It's called the Great Game. It's called balkanization. It's called making money off all sides. Al-Qaeda had to be supercharged, and they had to get a new group of real Al-Qaeda out of jihadi groups worldwide to be trained by Qatari special forces, Saudi Arabian special forces, U.S. special forces, NATO special forces, French special forces, British special forces. And out of those groups, they had to create clandestine spinoff organizations that will be used to attack Europe, Israel, anybody the globalists don't like in the Middle East or Africa, and the United States. And when they shoot down U.S. airliners, when they shoot down U.K. airliners, when they shoot down EU airliners, there will be no discussion that the very missiles were given to them by different multinational arms dealers and brought in by the State Department publicly. There will be no discussion of that. And there will be newscasts saying, Alex Jones says that firefighters that responded to the shot down airplane over Minneapolis, St. Paul, or wherever it's going to be, or over Los Angeles, Alex says the police shot the plane down. No. The police aren't involved. The firefighters that will respond to the shot down aircraft aren't involved. The globalists will be involved years before, as they've now done, arming the very groups who will then attack us so they can take our liberty and the government can grandstand and have checkpoints and armored vehicles and surveil everyone and grope your children at the airport and put you in naked body scanners because of the Al-Qaeda threat. That's all this is. And they're just flipping it now from the Al-Qaeda threat to domestic threats. And that it's terrorism if you don't want to give up your private property. It's terrorism if you don't accept total police state. Criticizing the government's terrorism. And the main terror threat is returning veterans, gun owners, Tea Partiers, constitutionalists, you name it. We've talked about this ad nauseum, but we have to get this information out to everybody. a surge in the number, I'm reading from the AP, a surge in the number of aggressive al-Qaeda affiliates and like-minded groups in the Middle East and North Africa poses a serious threat to U.S. interested allies, the State Department said Wednesday in reporting a more than 40% increase in terrorist attacks worldwide between 2013 and 2012. The department also signaled out Iran as a major state sponsor of terrorism that continues to defy demands it prove its atomic ambitions are peaceful, even as Washington pursues negotiation with Tehran. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how the AP writes propaganda to the average person that thinks they're informed and actually reads news. There's only about 20% of people actually even care about the news and think they're smart and think they're informed because they keep track of establishment news. Iran is Shiite. Al-Qaeda is a radical Wahhabi, a Sunni group. Totally different groups that hate each other more than anybody else. Saudi Arabia are the ones running Al-Qaeda, but they imply here that Iran is involved. And I'm not saying Iran isn't involved in terrorism. The point is they just conflate the two, mix the two, so the average person reading this thinks Iran is behind the growth of Al-Qaeda. No. The West turned over Libya to Al-Qaeda to take it over and backed Al-Qaeda with Western airstrikes. That's on record. And now even our own government admits Libya is much worse off, and Al-Qaeda is using Libya as a command base to invade all of Africa. Now that crisis erupts, the West can use that as a smokescreen to invade other areas and seize resources that has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. So our government puts Al-Qaeda in and then says they've got to be in Africa to fight Al-Qaeda when they're actually running around murdering villagers for their property. And the same thing for Syria. The same thing for Iraq. There was an article out yesterday about how they're having to send advisors and more troops back to Iraq to fight Al-Qaeda. And our troops will actually now fight real Al-Qaeda, who was armed, protected, and given bases in Western Iraq. I mean, this is how the globalists operate, because we are politically illiterate. The average American, people are starting to wake up. But they don't know what they're waking up to. It's like they hear the door crash in and somebody yelling and screaming downstairs in your house. You know someone's coming to your house. You know you're being screwed. You know something bad is happening. But still, you don't know what it is. Well, there's a 14-foot vampire that just knocked down your front door. It's called the New World Order. And it's going to tie you up and suck the blood out of you and your whole family real fast if you don't get up on your feet and get motivated real fast. That's who just came through the door. I saw him coming down the street, sucking dry a whole bunch of other countries and writing white papers on how he did it. Now he just rammed down the front door because you invited him in. You wanted all the free Obamacare and the rest of it. And you better get motivated. You're like, well, I can't beat a 14-foot vampire, you know, with 8-inch fangs. Well, if you cower, he's going to tie you up and suck you dry real slow. So you better go ahead and just turn into a killer gorilla and start attacking. Because let me tell you, you're a lot meaner than that 14-foot vampire if you decide you are. I'll use that cheesy analogy. I'll take a werewolf gorilla anytime over a vampire. You will stomp the guts out of the vampire if you just decide you can do it. But he's coming. He's coming up the stairs now. Next month, he'll be in the bedroom. You're going to hide under the bed? He'll smell you under there. He's got NSA grids, satellites, the whole nine yards, and armies of vampires ready for war against you and your family. It's called Homeland Security. And they're training for your blood right now, training on you and your children. They've got their FEMA centers built. They're coming. Hiding under the bed isn't going to protect you. By the way, it's one of the highest high satanic holy days right now. So coming up at the start of the next hour, I'm going to get into Beltane that is celebrated on May 1st for more than 6,000 years that we know. And child sacrifice is called for on the Gaelic holiday of Beltane. So you wonder why the communists, the liberals, the trendies, well, this is their day. So if this is what you celebrate, well, worship the horned god and drink a bucket of blood. Go grab a kid off the streets and burn them. Burn them for your God. course, don't worry. They're killing babies everywhere, 53 million and counting, just in this sector. They make the Druids blush. We'll be right back on May Day for all you...
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Coming up at the start of the next hour, I'll get into May Day and Beltane. Why has the left chosen that as their high holy day? Well, you got to understand the Jacobins and the French Revolution and the Illuminati. It's all mainline history in Encyclopedia Britannica. But the average person doesn't know about basic history. The fact is that the left is known as the sinister hand or the hand of the devil. And so until the last 150 years or so, politics was not described as left or right. But as the Jacobin, satanic, Luciferian society grew in power, I'm going to cover this in the next hour, politics became one of left and right. Right means male and godly. Sinister, or the sinister hand, the left means evil and female. And I'm not saying females are evil, folks. The point is that that's where it all comes from. So when you hear we're leftist, it means we're devil worshipers. And so you need to just know where that all comes from. And, of course, the Republicans are off at their Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones, and they're just the fake right hand of the left to create the illusion so you think that there's only the left and the right, when the left and the right is an occultic, which means hidden, world system. And we live in an occult world system of left and right, and people don't even know where it comes from. Now, there's the definition, sinister. Middle English, sinister, from Anglo-French, on the left, from Latin, sinister. Sinister on the left side, unlucky, inauspicious. See, all of this decoded language is in public view if you know what it means. And, of course, the elite do. They all communicate with each other, even on television, giving each other codes and things. And if you're not initiated into that, if you're not part of the gang, if you don't know their battle language, then you don't understand what they're doing. Well, I know their battle language. I've studied their battle language. And it's like a Twilight Zone episode to go through life watching them with their gang signs, communicating, running their operations, celebrating our destruction, trampling and being trampled upon. A society that doesn't develop towards more virtue and more love, but towards less, more barbarous, more murderous, Winston. You want to picture the future, see a boot stomping on a human face forever. Goodness, cornered and tied down and chained, annihilated over and over again ritualistically by the power of evil. I'm paraphrasing 1984. So I said I'd get into it. I'm going to try to focus and really break down how it all works for you coming up. I kind of just did right then, didn't I? It's coming up. Let me tell you about it now. But I'll talk more about that in the first 30 minutes of the next hour. Then Tosh Plumlee is going to be popping back in because, again, he's been told the subpoena is coming. And that basically, the subpoena is a gag order because it says you can't talk there. So I want him to just get everything else on record. And you know what? We'll take questions for Tosh Plumlee when he comes on. We'll have him talk 5 minutes, and then we'll take some calls for Tosh Plumlee, the CIA contract pilot, who's on record a CIA contract pilot, whistleblower in the church committees. You know, why is he still flying for the CIA? Because they can't penalize him because he's public. Being public is the way to go. They want to create the illusion that you can't stand up, where everybody's scared, nobody stands up, and the evil takes over. But again, just like people don't know what Samhain or Samhain stands for, they don't know what Beltane stands for, Mayday, they don't know what Al-Qaeda is, they don't know the criminals that run our country literally are the daddies, the mommies, the funders, the sponsors, the commanders of Al-Qaeda. Because people don't know the basics of the planet. They don't know its history. They don't know its systems. They don't know any of it. You can become an outside observer and, quite frankly, an initiate of all this, but you're not a supporter of it. But you're the equivalent of an initiate if you would simply decide to study real history. How they operate, what they're doing, why they plan to become God. They believe merging with the machines. But to do that first, humans have to be defeated, and then the machines have to be defeated before they merge with the higher consciousness. And the entire 2001 Space Odyssey by Arthur C. Clarke is an allegory of that. All right, we're going to come back into the news straight ahead. Stay with us. We've got Key Gun News straight up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. I am in overload right now. I'm going to be honest with everybody on this Thursday edition. I don't even know where to start next. My head is spinning. We've got video we're going to play later. It's up on InfoWars.com. House Democrat, basically all criticism of Obama is straight-up racism. They're now wanting to shake down the NBA and anyone that's, quote, homophobic and have them fired or run out. I mean, it is just a complete new modern socialist inquisition, basically, that's being set up. Another bizarre article at InfoWars.com. EMS worker tells mom we're agents of the state during home inspection because they called an ambulance. And when they came in, they basically said, we're CPS workers. We're going to inspect your house and see if you're a good parent. The cable people, the phone people, they've all been turned into government agents. Look it up. Under InfraGuard and other programs. It's a total snitch society where they're just looking for something. We've got that. There's another great video up on Infowars.com. Watch this. This is what happens when a good guy has a gun. These people are robbing this woman, and a fellow runs up with a gun and gets them both on the ground and stops it. It's another great example of what happens with the power of the Second Amendment. It's very important that we continue to hold up the fact that it's 40-plus times for every time a gun's used in a crime, it's used to frustrate crime. That's the Justice Department's own numbers, but they don't want that information out. We've got NSA news. I've got a ton of news on the latest developments in Russia. We've got huge news on superbugs. I want to get to it all. But briefly, I want to get into an article that was up on Infowars.com yesterday. And I have a follow-up article being written by Kit Daniels right now. And if this story can be expanded on and gotten out to the public, it can really cause the administration problems. That's why, and stop a lot of their agenda in its tracks, that's why when this story came out, immediately we started getting emails and seeing comments in the article saying, where's the links? Where's the proof? Where is it that this is true? And if you read the articles he linked to, you would read gun shops and sporting goods shops that have firearms all over the country. It's been going on for 6 years since Obama got in, being told, we won't take your merchant account. You can't fulfill credit card orders with us because you sell guns or ammo. Now they're expanding into archery equipment. And the bank goes, free market, it's our decision. But they're being directed, it's discriminatory, it's not legal, by the Justice Department. And we have a 2011 Justice Department memo link that was quoted in the mainstream articles that Kit Daniels linked to. But we went ahead and added the link directly to it where it says, and, you know, you need to not have, firearms or ammunition in the Justice Department memo. And we know the Justice Department says they want to brainwash the public against guns. We have that clip by the Attorney General Holder. We've played 100 times probably or more. Go ahead and cue that up again if you can find it. And we've got the mayors against gun violence and against illegal guns. They're always changing the name. Run by Bloomberg, saying that they're working with banks to do this and social media like Facebook and other groups. And so we know this is going on. And I immediately saw a big push saying our article was a hoax. And they do this when we have an article exposing Benghazi. They come and say it isn't real because it is real. Or when we have an article saying, look, they just purchased another 100 million bullets. That makes it 1.6 billion or 2 plus billion as the number grew. They go, oh, my gosh, another fake story, another fake story. Oh, another fake story that drones are watching farmers and we're linked to local newspapers. This is absolute brainwashing. Absolute gaslighting, where they go, we're not setting, the NSA is not spying on you, we're not funding Al-Qaeda, why Obamacare, you can keep your doctor. Okay, you're losing your doctor. I never said you can keep your doctor. Here's the clip of you saying it. I didn't say that. Don't be crazy. Don't be paranoid. Who was it wrote For Who the Bell Tolls? He was a socialist, but he meant well. Bleeding heart liberal. Great guy. He wrote Old Man in the Sea. Well, what's his name? Ernest Hemingway. Ernest Hemingway had his phones tapped, his house broken into, was being harassed, his friends being messed with. It got to him. He should have just enjoyed it and laughed at it. That's what we do to COINTELPRO around here. It's very enjoyable. We make it fun. It gives us energy. Sometimes I'm tired and COINTELPRO kicks off and I go in at night and work a few more hours. You attack us, we fight harder. But he said the FBI is messing with me and harassing me. And they said, you're mentally ill. And some of his handlers agreed. So they took him in for electroshock and over 100 doses of it until his brain was fried. And he had no memory and his beautiful mind was gone. He did have a beautiful mind. And it was declassified a few years ago that indeed the FBI did all of it to mess with him and had his brain wiped. But still, he was kooky for thinking it. You understand? If the NSA is listening to you, you're still a kook for thinking they are when they are. Fresh claim over the role of FBI played in suicide of Ernest Hemingway. That's how The Guardian puts it. You read the article. Well, it's admitted the FBI was messing with him, but, you know, the claim, is it accurate that they made him commit suicide? They could spin anything. Yesterday, Jay Carney was like, yes, the memos say we've got to have a unified talking point in the emails. And yes, we had said that there were no emails. But we're talking about other talking points that don't deal with Benghazi in the Benghazi email. You understand? So here's the article. Holder's latest scandal. DOJ now pressuring banks to refuse service to gun stores. Now, Kit put the article out and linked to the document. And he linked to some of the news articles that had it buried in there, that it was a 2011 Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation bulletin that said that merchant categories involving high risk, things like firearms and ammo, are disruptive to merchants. Kit didn't add his source, he should have, and it will be in his new article, because, you know, my reporters need to have respect for themselves. We're real journalists. You know, the New York Times could say an anonymous source told them there were aluminum tubes and uranium yellow cake from Niger when there wasn't and lie about it. But you're allowed to have anonymous sources. Kit got contacted by a gun dealer in town that doesn't want to be named. Another gun dealer we know is willing to go on record about it. We're trying to line that up right now. That they were told by the bank, we're shutting your account because of the Justice Department told us to. So the article should have said this office was told by multiple gun dealers. One of them is also a shooting range. It's been on the show before. Everybody can figure it out. And that they've been told that by the bank, that the Justice Department says we can't have this bank account with you. Now, it's already in a 2011 memo. It's already buried news articles that, you know, gun shops are mad because they're having their accounts. That's in hundreds of articles. So, but the Justice Department doesn't want to have a discussion about this. Because it'll come out that with outside of law, and they said, we're going to go after the guns outside of law because we can't get a gun law passed, a gun registration, gun ban passed. We'll do it with executive orders. Well, even Senator Cornyn came out 2 weeks ago and said they're preparing an executive order to ban previously made guns from sale and to make you buy biometric guns. I mean, this is happening. The Attorney General said a month ago to Congress he's looking at that and that they may make an administrative order. Well, you can take your administrative order and shove it into your May Day parade, buddy. I mean, these people are arming to the teeth against us, training for war. Those memos are all public. Building FEMA camps, training for war with gun owners. And we put this article out, and they freaked out. I mean, when you see them instantly hit and say, it's not real, it's not real, it's not real, they're scared to death that InfoWars is able to punch through the media Berlin Wall and cause a national debate. I added a comment to the top of the article, and it says this. Holder's latest scandal, DOJ now pressuring banks to refuse service to gun owners. Operation Choke Point also targets other legal businesses for political reasons. Comment from Alex Jones. This is a classic example of criminal racketeering. Holder is shutting down businesses just like the Nazis targeted their assets and later the companies of Jews in the 1930s. The DOJ has been caught shipping guns to drug dealers, terrorists, and gang members in Mexico under the Fast and Furious. Yet Holder is targeting legitimate, lawful gun groups. This is completely outside of the law and resembles the behavior of a dictatorship. Impeachment proceedings must begin immediately. For the past several months, the DOJ, Department of Justice, has been pressuring banks to refuse service to businesses the DOJ is targeting politically, such as gun stores, in a program entitled Operation Choke Point. Under the program, the DOJ, headed by Attorney General Eric Holder, is aiming to shut down various legal businesses, including firearms dealers. And we've got links to the stinking choke point, but he needs to add those more prominently, not at the bottom. Purveyors of drug paraphernalia and pornography to distributors by coercing financial institutions to close the bank account of merchant accounts associated with these businesses. But nested within it, and he should add this, is the word gun shops, ammo, and other high risk. Just like how have we been banned at universities and at Dell before, that's been in the news, and at libraries and at London train stations, as we've shown, and EU train stations. They have computer filter programs for the public's, quote, safety that stop five categories that are high risk. Gambling, hacking, porn, crime, and hate. And now they're adding other categories, illegal shop, file swapping, piracy. So I guess there's six. There was five when I first learned of this, like 15, 16 years ago, when we were getting censored at first and getting the documents. People were, you know, shooting video of the library saying this is a, you know, Infowars.com, you're not allowed to go there. It's a hate site. And so we threatened some of the companies that were putting us in there, and they backed off. But smaller sites don't know how to do that. They stay banned. So that's all this is they have a database, and they basically say, don't do this. And look, the newspapers for more than a decade, almost all of them will not take a gun shop advertising. Most of them will not take classified ads for guns. Craigslist has stopped doing it. This is how, outside of the law, through the establishment, they're doing this. And this is what the Nazis did in 1933. They started having big banks refuse Jews' bank accounts. Then they stopped refusing them to have money transfers, wires. They had those back then on telegraph. Then they started not letting them have shipments on trains. And they started not letting them have their businesses open, started knocking the windows out, crystal night and things like that. And you can go, oh, whatever, you know, what's with the Nazi analogy? Well, I mean, internal checkpoints, black uniforms, armored vehicles, German shepherds. I mean, this is it. This is it. Internal checkpoints. And while they've got us busy thinking racism's under every table and bringing in anti-French movements and new FCC Gestapos that are going to go out and inspect every newsroom in the country to make sure you're not racist. It's a witch hunt, folks. It's political, Soviet-style persecution. And this is a crystal knot against gun owners and against gun shops. And the gun owners and gun shops are isolated. They're alone. They don't recognize historically what's happening to them. I'm giving you the context right now. So, it's just like sanctions on Iran or something, or sanctions on Russia. These are illegal, color of law, racketeering, fraudulent. These words mean something. And criminal, mafia, racketeering, outside of the law, color of law, sanctions against gun owners. See, what do they call the new free press in 1993, 4, 5 in that White House memo that's now been released 30 pages, but Joseph Farah got the whole thing out of the Clinton Library. That's coming out soon. It's so bombshell, he doesn't know what to even do with it. It's so big. The Western Journalism Center. They said, we got to stop new media getting money and cut off their commerce. We got to demonize any new media as conspiracy theorists, have our media do that to shut down the public having venues to be able to communicate. They had just lost control of talk radio a few years before. So we're actually in a revolution against them. We're actually gaining ground. When you launch a YouTube site, when you launch a website, when you repost our information, when you hand out flyers of the show, when you start your own local radio show, your own access show, or sponsor somebody who you hear on the radio to have more time, you are absolutely in a war. And all you got to do in the war, I'll use the moose hunting analogy. Up in Michigan, up in upstate New York, up in other places where they've got some moose, I guess. Montana, you know, Utah, whatever. You've got to go to a lottery to be able. Here's an example. If you don't want to pay to alligator hunt in South Texas, where you can kill 15-foot alligators, because they're overpopulated, eating people's dogs and stuff, you got to go do a lottery, and then one out of five, one out of ten, depends on the year of the county, you will get to go on public land, and you will get to hunt an alligator. Okay? And then get boots made out of it. We've done that. You know, my son, rite of passage, he's killed three alligators. By hand. Shot him in the head, himself, over the boat. A But the whole point is that let's say we had a physical war with the criminal government. There's 160, 70 million gun owners. Let's say 1% fight back, 1.6 million combatants. You'd have to go out and get a lottery for an establishment person to kill. You go out and kill one person, and I'm not saying do this, it's an analogy, it's over for them. You go out and kill one globalist or one minion of theirs, when you start that, they will panic and all run to Switzerland, and we'll take the country. I don't want to go there, it's not going to happen. We're going to fix this peacefully. But it's the same thing politically. You pop up and do political stuff, you pop up every week and do something, a banner hang, handout cards, go to city council, go lobby for pro-Second Amendment, pro-sovereignty, pro-liberty movements, whatever it is, pick an issue. You go out and just do a little something every week, you will bring them to their knees. And they know that. And that's why they want to shut us down and shut everybody else down. Because if you engage in the info war, 90% of war is info war, I agree with the Pentagon, it's over. Folks, we've already got the military awake. The military's the most awake group out there. Over 80%. The globalists are in deep trouble. Now we're reaching out to the police.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Attention men suffering from ED. My name's Matt Cook, and I hated the humiliation and embarrassment of ED. I couldn't stand disappointing my wife anymore. Then I discovered this strange exercise that makes ED go away. I made you this new video at quickedfix.com showing you how easy it is to fix ED better than pills. Now my wife and I are like newlyweds again thanks to this strange exercise that fixed my ED better than pills, and it works for almost all men who try it.
My half of our love life is better than anything I've ever experienced before.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
But warning, the drug companies dread my strange exercise because it fixes ED better than pills. They hate the lost profits from men dumping their pills. They want me to take the video down. So watch now at quickedfix.com. Discover the strange exercise that fixes ED better than pills. That's quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters, and breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Here's what I'm getting at. If you let let one ant stand up, they might all stand up, and then there goes our way of life. So the establishment's busy dividing us on religion, race, sex, using some old evil pot-bellied billionaire as a reason to create all this guilt, and how do we prove we're not racist, and blah, 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 politically, to beat white people over the head into acquiescing to turn their guns in, as Michael Moore says, you're racist if you own a gun. Look it up. That's what he says every time he's on MSNBC. I tell you, it's just a bunch of old racist white people don't like guns. Don't like black people, and so that's why they got guns. Really? I got a video right here on Infowars.com of a black man jumping out of his car in about 2 seconds, very professionally, and stopping two people that are mugging a woman and her family and putting the criminals down on the ground. And you're not going to see that image on the news except locally. We're going to play that in the next hour. But this is the type of stuff we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. And now we have to understand that if we just politically start doing stuff outside the box, let's say you call yourself a real liberal, cares about the environment, cares about freedom, but understands we've got a federal tyranny, go out and do the issues you think are important. But don't be part of some establishment group that siphons your energy off as AstroTurf to push their agenda as a rent-a-mob. Do your own thing. Be an individual. Create art. Create your own original ideas. Go out and do street art in common areas where it's acceptable. They have that in a lot of cities. Encounter all the stupid gang culture graffiti with powerful political messages. Sometimes I feel the urge and, climb on things in the middle of the night with spray paint. Oh, I'm just joking. The point is that you've got to put it into physical action, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to totally overwhelm the globalist. We've got to really get aggressive with them, or they're going to start a physical civil war in this country that is meant to destroy the police and military to bring in the next wave, as well as destroying the domestic resistance at the same time. And that's why we're pushing for nonviolent civil disobedience. But when they physically attack you for peaceful civil disobedience, it's going to the next level. I do not believe in offensive violence, but I do believe in defending yourself. And by the way, that's all Malcolm X ever said, and he's been demonized lately as being someone who called for violence. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He called for defending yourself if you're attacked. And ladies and gentlemen, that's not terrorism. If the feds at the Bundy Ranch would have shot those citizens, most of them unarmed, it would have been an act of government tyranny, an act of government terrorism, and a new 1776 would have started. I do not want that to happen. Every bone in my body is against it. This hour, don't forget, was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. High-quality, non-GMO foods and other key survival implements. 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And you can also support us and get 11 memberships for the price of one at PrisonPlanet.tv. See all my films in HD, the nightly news, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv, and fund the very tip of the spear of the InfoWar. And don't forget, we also have InfoWarStore.com for the t-shirts, the books, the films, the Nation Iodine, the incredible supplements, and you're funding the tip of the spear, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. Second hour coming up. Stay with us on this Thursday Global Transmission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.